It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And all week we've been talking about pets, what they mean to us, as well as the benefits and the downsides. Today we thought we'd talk about some of the most exotic pets people have.
I met a family recently that has sugar gliders. They were adopting a cat, and I was a little skeptical about the feline mingling well with the squirrel-like possum-ish creature. They weren't overly concerned and said the pets would be in different living quarters.
Well, we once had squirrels in our attic, but I did not invite them over. They were literally chewing into the walls, so they had to go.
I think it's safe to say you would not welcome any rodents into your house.
That's right.
Your cat Percy might not like that either. Our family, Gwen, is considering getting a new unique animal. My daughter wants a chicken.
Is that even legal in the city limits? And why exactly does she want a chicken?
Well, about the legality, you can have a few hens, I think up to four, but no roosters in Fayetteville, as far as I understand. I'll need to delve into that a little more. But seriously, I read recently on Babbel.com that chickens are becoming more popular as pets, even among city dwellers.
Well, speaking of chickens, I did read a short blurb in the Democrat Gazette on Sunday that said a family's chicken, who was named Cluck Cluck, alerted them that their house was on fire. The smoke alarms didn't go off, so Cluck Cluck saved the day.
I read that too.
So maybe a chicken wouldn't be a bad idea.
I'll let you know if we decide to go for it. Well, thanks for listening today. For more information about pets and fun parenting articles, be sure to visit our website, which is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.